With individual humans, he generally looked after thunder and lightning, so from his point of view the only purpose of humanity was to get wet, or in occasional cases, charred. The Hongs, the Sungs, the Tangs, the McSweeneys, and the Fangs.
Them? I didn't know they were noble, said Io.
They're all very rich, and have had millions of people butchered or tortured to death merely for reasons of expediency and pride, said the lady.
The watching gods nodded solemnly. That was certainly noble behaviour. That was exactly what they would have done.
McQueenie, said Offler.
A very old established family, said Fate.
Oh.
And they wrestle one another for the Empire, said Fate. Very good. Which will you be?
The lady looked at the history stretched out in front of them. "The Hongs are the most powerful. Even as we speak, they have taken yet more cities," she said. "I see they are fated to win."
"So, no doubt, you'll pick a weaker family." Fate waved his hand again. The playing pieces appeared and started to move around the board as if they had a life of their own, which was, of course, the case. "But," he said, "we shall play without dice. I don't trust you with dice. You throw them where I can't see them." We will play with steel, and tactics, and politics, and war. The lady nodded. Fate looked across at his opponent. And your move? He said.
She smiled. I've already made it.
He looked down. But I don't see your pieces on the board.
They're not on the board yet, she said. She opened her hand. There was something black and yellow on her palm. She blew on it, and it unfolded its wings. It was a butterfly. Fate always wins. At least, when people stick to the rules.
According to the philosopher Li Tin Weedle, chaos is found in greatest abundance wherever order is being sought. It always defeats order because it's better organized. This is the butterfly of the storms. See the wings, slightly more ragged than those of the common fritillary. In reality, thanks to the fractal nature of the universe, this means that those ragged edges are infinite, in the same way that the edge of any rugged coastline, when measured to the ultimate microscopic level, is infinitely long, or if not infinite, then at least so close to it that infinity can be seen on a clear day. And therefore, if their edges are infinitely long, the wings must logically be infinitely big. They may look about the right size for a butterfly's wings, but that's only because human beings have always preferred common sense to logic. The quantum weather butterfly, Papilio tempestae, is an undistinguished yellow colour, although the Mandelbrot patterns on the wings are of considerable interest. Its outstanding feature is its ability to create weather. This presumably began as a survival trait, since even an extremely hungry bird would find itself inconvenienced by a nasty, localised tornado. Usually about 6 inches across. From there, it possibly became a secondary sexual characteristic, like the plumage of birds or the throat sacs of certain frogs. Look at me, the male says, flapping his wings lazily in the canopy of the rainforest. I may be an undistinguished yellow colour, but in a fortnight's time, 1,000 miles away, freak gales cause road chaos. This is the butterfly of the storms. It flaps its wings. This is the Discworld, which goes through space on the back of a giant turtle. Most worlds do, at some time in their perception. It's a cosmological view the human brain seems pre-programmed to take. On veldt and plain, in cloud jungle and silent red desert, in swamp and reed marsh, in fact, in any place where something goes plop off a floating log as you approach, variations on the following take place, at a crucial early point in the development of the tribal mythology.
You see that?
What?
It just went plop off that log.
Yeah, well,
I reckon the world is carried on the back of one of them.
A moment of silence while the astrophysical hypothesis is considered, and then...
The whole world? Of course, when I say one of them, I mean a big one of them. It'd have to be, yeah. Like, really big.
It's funny, but... I see what you mean.
Makes sense, right?
Makes sense, yeah. Thing is...
What?
I just... Hope it never goes plump.